This is Todd Coburn of Cal Poly Pomona with the Aerospace Structure Series, and today's topic is normal stresses. We learned in statics about forces and equivalent forces and these kinds of things. Force is a vector. It has a magnitude and a direction. A stress can be thought of as a force intensity. The stress is simply the force divided by the area. We like to say P over A. In fact, I've heard many engineering professionals say that stress is simply P over A. Of course, it's more complicated than that, but in the basic sense, that's all it is. It's force divided by an area. And in that sense, you could think of it as a force intensity, because the larger the force gets, the larger the stress. The smaller the area that that same force acts on, the larger the stress. The larger the area, the smaller the stress. Therefore, it's like an intensity of a force, and we call that a stress. Usually when we calculate stresses, we're calculating like an average value. P over A. That means we take the normal force, P, and we divide it by the cross-sectional area that's perpendicular to the force. Since we used all of the area as if that force distributes itself by itself, this is actually an average stress. So when we say P over A, what we're really saying is the average stress in the part is P over A, where P is the force and A is the area, the cross-sectional area that's perpendicular to the force. P over A, stress. If that force is acting, pulling on the thing, we call that tension. If it's pushing on the thing, we call it compression. That would be a tensile stress and a compressive stress. Whenever the cross-sectional area is perpendicular to the force, we call this a normal stress, because the force acts perpendicular to the area, or normal to the area. If the force actually acted in the same parallel to that area, we'd call that a shear stress. We'll talk about that at a later lecture. So P over A is the average stress acting on a cross-sectional area that's perpendicular to the force. That's a normal force because it acts normal to the part. If it's tension, if it's pulling, it's tension. If it's pushing, it's compression. Later, we'll learn how to deal with non-average forces, like the idea if we're closer to the force application, we can expect to have a higher stress. If we get further away, we can expect a lower stress. It's kind of like if you stand on your mother's bed. You'll see that the bed deflects right underneath your foot, and about a few inches away, the bed is deflected, but not as much. But if you go about 2 feet away, it looks like you're not even standing on the bed. It's hardly deformed. In the same way, when we apply a force to a cross-sectional area, we're going to see the most deflection and the most stress occurring right at the force application, and less as you move away from it. When we say P over A, we're ignoring all of these effects and just talking about the average stress. Later, we will learn about how to deal with those stress concentrations associated with where the force is applied or with interruptions in the load path. Stresses have units of PSI, pounds per square inch, or KSI, which is 1,000 pounds per square inch. In the SI system, it would be newtons per meter squared, or occasionally meganewtons per meter squared. So, normal stresses. Make sure you master this idea. Enjoy.